各位兄弟姐妹，早晨。
Good.
Happy Father's Day.
喺中文好似有啲进步啊，
或者个音好啲系咪啊？I came across this list of what a child, a person might say at different stages of his or her life, and it's kind of interesting.
我睇过一篇嘅嘅说话系关于一啲仔女对佢爸爸嘅睇法。
So at 4 years old, a child may say, "My daddy knows everything."
如果细佬哥大概4岁嘅时候咧，佢会心咁谂噶，我爸爸咧乜都识嘅。
At 8 years old.He or she may say, "My dad is really smart."
到8岁嘅时候咧，个仔仔话：啊，我爸爸都几叻嘅。
That's a nice age for your children to be at as parents. At 12 years old, a child may say, "My dad probably doesn't know that."
到12岁嘅时候咧，细个哥就话啦：我爸爸咧或者会识呢啲嘢嘅。
And at 16 years old, my dad is absolutely clueless.
16岁嘅时候咧，个仔咧就话个爸爸咧都几糊涂啊。
At 21 years old, he may or she may say, "Dad is pretty out of touch."
到佢21岁嘅时候咧，佢就觉得咧个爸爸咧系好 out 啊。
And at 30 years old, I'd like to find out what Dad thinks.
咁到30岁嘅时咧，个仔咧就会谂啊。唔知爸爸会对呢件事有咩嘅谂法咧
？At 40 years old, let's get Dad's opinion before we make a decision.
到40岁嘅时候咧，个仔女咧就会或者我问一问我爸爸先，我先做决定啦。
And at 50 years old, I wish I can ask Dad about that. He's pretty smart.
到50岁嘅时候咧，我就话啊，我应该要问我爸爸啦，因为咧其实佢都几聪明嘅。
So you see the pattern here, right? When your kids are 8 and 50 years old, that's a good place to be at as parents.
所以大家睇下，但50岁咧系最做爸爸嘅仔女系个仔女50岁嘅时候系最好嘅。
And at 60 years old, a child or not a child anymore, a person may say, "My dad knew absolutely everything."
到60岁嘅时候咧，个仔女就觉得咧，爸爸咧乜嘢都识嘅。
And at 70 years old, he or she may say, "I'd give anything if Dad were here."I really miss him.
到70岁嘅时候，佢就好多时都想念到个爸爸，就话：哦，我真系希望我爸爸仍然喺呢度。
How many of you can relate to some of this as a child who's speaking about your own father, or even as a father thinking that this is what your child says about you?
你对呢一啲头先所讲嘅有冇共鸣咧？你嘅共鸣系你对爸爸嘅睇法，定还是你嘅仔女对你嘅睇法咧？
I know I can relate to this because my son is 25, 26 years old. So he's somewhere in the, my dad is absolutely, sorry. He's somewhere in the, dad is pretty out of touch, which he says sometimes.
我仔呢就大而家20几岁了，所以呢我对于这件事呢非常有共鸣。
To, I like to find out what dad thinks. So he's right in between there right now.
我仔呢就啱啱两边都一咁上下，他会觉得呢我对我爸爸的睇法呢是有不同的睇法。
Now, it's so true, isn't it?
是不是真的很真实的呢我们所听的。
It's not until we get older or we become fathers ourselves that we can truly appreciate what our fathers had to go through.
我们越年纪越大的时候我们就更加明白到做父亲的意义。
So let's take a closer look at the passage that was read to us earlier.
我们看一看今天的经文。
In Ephesians 6, 1-4, there's a word for both children and fathers here.
在以弗所书第六章那里神对我们做父亲的或者做子女的一番说话。
First, a word to children, verses 1-3.
第一是神对做子女的一番说话。
The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 6, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right."
在以弗所书第六章第一节保罗对我们说，他说你们做儿女的要在主里面听从父母。这个是理所当然的。
Paul urges us as children to obey our parents in the Lord.
他说叫我们遵从我们在神里面来遵从我们的父母。
That is to obey our parents as to the Lord.
因为好像我们遵从父母好像我们遵从神一样。
Or a way of putting it is to obey our parents as if we would obey the Lord.
就是我们神好像我们要遵从神一样我们要遵从我们的父母。
Why? Because parental authority is God-given. It comes from God.
因为我们知道做父母的权限是神给我们的。
It's not something that parents are entitled to have. As parents, we're not entitled to this authority. God gives it to us.
我们做父母的其实不是一个权利，我们的权限不是一个权利来的。
He gives it to us so that we can steward, we can raise up our child.
神给我们这个权限是叫我们能够好好将我们的子女栽培出来。
So as long as our fathers, our parents aren't asking us to do things that are unbiblical, immoral, unethical, against the law, or is not unreasonable, our God-given responsibility as children and as believers in Christ is to obey our parents.
所以神说我们要遵循我们的父母，除非我们父母给我们所说的吩咐是不合乎圣经原则，是不道德的，或者是不合理的，或者是违法的。
Now that may be hard for some of us to act out because our culture, our society does not encourage this.
有很多时候我们因为文化的缘故，令到我们很难做到父母应做的事。
And so if we're having a hard time doing so, obeying our parents, could it be that it is also an issue of us obeying God?
有时因为我们，为什么我们不能够遵从我们父母的吩咐呢？可能因为我们根本遵从神都有问题。
And so I'll just leave the question here with you, and I'll let you reflect upon that and even ask God about that yourself.
所以我将这个问题摆在你面前，让你自己在面前来默想。
So first, Paul says, obey your parents in the Lord.
所以第一句，保罗说，我们要在主里面听从我们的父母。
Second, Ephesians 6, 2 and 3 says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
接着在以弗所书第六章那里，保罗这么说，他说，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条答应许的诫命，你们作父亲的，不要惹你儿女的气。
So children are not just to obey their parents, but to honor them, to love them, to give recognition to them, to show respect for them.
所以我们做子女的，子女的，不是只是听我们父母的话。圣经说，我们要孝敬我们的父母。
But how do we do this in a practical way?
咁我哋喺实际上面，我哋点样嚟做咧？
Well, first, we can, for those of us who have, you know, who listen to music a lot, we can take off our earphones when they're speaking to us.
后生嗰啲好时候咧，都戴住个耳筒啊，或者第一样嘢咧就系听我哋父母咧，将你嘅耳筒拎开先。
We can pour tea for them when we go for dim sum. 可以斟茶。
饮茶的时候斟茶给他。
We can ask them if they like a snack, and if you really feel up to it, we can peel fruit for them.
可以跟他一起吃东西，帮他批生果给他吃。
Now, they may ask you, you're doing this, okay, how much money do you want?
有时做的时候，爸爸就说，你是不是问我拿钱呢？
Ask them about their day, how it was.
关心他，问他今天的生活如何呢？
Share your life with them.
将你的生命跟他分享。
Listen to them.
听他们说话。
Spend time with them.
用多些时间跟他们一起。
Go for dinner with them.
跟他们一起吃饭。
Or better yet, make dinner for them.
更好的就煮一餐饭给他们吃。
When they request to be your friend on Facebook, accept their friend request.
就在脸书那里，叫他们成为你的朋友。
Help them with their computer problems, their computer questions. You know, I'm always asking my son to help me, and he goes, oh, Dad, you don't know anything.
电脑有问题的时候，帮下他手啦。其实我很多时候我仔都，我成日都叫我仔帮我做电脑。
But that's how he can honor me.
这就是我怎样来尊敬我们的父母。
You know, another way is to care for our parents in their old age.
另一方面，就是在他们年迈的时候，我们怎样来照顾他。
And as we do so, we honor, we respect them for who they are and for what they have done for us.
如果是这样做的时候，我们就真是孝敬、尊敬我们的父母，因为他为我们所做的一切。
As well, it passes on a very important value to our next generation.
还有我们将我们这个价值能够继续的传下去。
If we want our children to treat us well when we become old, It would be wise for us to set a good example for them to follow, don't you think?
如果我哋想我哋嘅仔女对我哋好嘅时候咧，或者我哋都应该要做一个好嘅榜样，你要教佢点样嚟到尊敬我哋嘅父母。
And I know some of you do this well. You honor your parents. You honor your moms and your dads.
其实你好多方面咧都做咗好好噶啦，你其实好尊敬、好孝敬你哋嘅父母。
You look after them in their old age.
喺佢哋嘅年迈嘅时候，你哋都好照顾。
As best as you can, as best you're able to.
你盡你嘅力量嚟到幫嚟到照顧。
And so I just want to encourage you to continue to do so.
所以我希望今日能夠繼續嘅鼓勵你哋嚟到繼續孝敬你哋嘅父母。
And I'm truly humbled after speaking with some of you how sacrificial your love is for them.
我有啲時候同你傾完偈之後，我其實好感動，因為你其實係好照顧你哋嘅父母嘅。
And there's a promise to go with this. God says, so it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
这个的神的也是神的应许，他说你孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。
So first, Paul has a word for children, to obey your parents in the Lord and to honor your father and mother.
所以第一样就是要听从父母和要孝敬父母。
Second, he has a word to fathers.
另一方面，神亦都有番话对做父亲嘅嚟到讲。
In addressing fathers, Paul says in verse 4, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord."
喺第四节嗰度，佢话你做父亲嘅唔好惹儿女嘅气，只要照住主嘅吩咐同埋警戒养育佢哋。
This is our spiritual responsibility as a father towards our children.
呢个就系我哋做父亲属灵嘅责任。
We're to not exasperate them. That is, we're to not provoke them to anger by coming down hard on them.
叫我哋唔好惹儿女嘅怒，即系话我哋对儿女唔好太过嘅苛刻。
Whether it be excessive discipline, setting unrealistic goals, whether it be neglecting them, showing favoritism to others, whether it be discouraging them.
或者系对我哋有时做惩罚太过犀利啦。或者我哋為佢做一啲目標係佢唔能夠達得到嘅，或者我哋對子女有偏心，呢啲一切都係惹我哋子女嘅怒。
I have a very good father.
我有一個好好嘅父親。
But sometimes as fathers, we do not realize the consequences of our words, of our approval, or even of our non-approval.
有時我哋做父親嘅都唔記得咗，有時無意之間咧係傷害咗我哋嘅子女。
And so when I was about 11 and 12 years old, I decided to wash my dad's car one day.
我記得我喺11、12歲嘅時候，我有一次我幫我爸爸嚟到洗架車。
You know, all by myself, without even him asking me to do so.
我諗住咧，佢唔叫我，我都幫佢洗啦。
This was back in the 1970s, okay? So when cars are the size of boats, like they're huge.
喺1970年嘅時候，嗰啲車咧係非常之大嘅。
And he was driving a Lincoln Continental Town Car. It's even larger than that.
佢揸架車咧係巨無霸，係林肯嘅一個大嘅房車嚇。
Anyways, I spent about 2 hours washing and waxing this car in the summer sun, scrubbing and buffing it until it became clean and shiny.
我用咗好多時間，用咗2小時嘅時間洗，幫個車打蠟。
Wax on, wax off.
打完一次蠟，又再打另外一次蠟。
And after being totally tired from spending time doing that, I went inside to tell my dad that I had finished washing his car.
咁我用咗好多精神兩月嘅時間嚟到洗乾淨架車之後，我就入去話俾我爸爸聽啦。
And so he came out to see it.
咁話啦，我爸爸，我洗好架車啦，咁佢出嚟睇睇架車。
I was hoping that he would notice what a good job I had done.
我諗住咧，希望佢能夠啦，啊仔，你真係好啦，做得好，非常之好。
Daddy would be proud of me, you know, initiating all on my own as an 11-12-year-old.
但我唔使叫你做咧，你要幫我洗車，我真係會為你好非常之驕傲啊。
But instead of thanking me for a job well done,
但係佢出到嚟嘅睇嘅時候，佢冇多謝我喎。
He began to point out the areas I had missed at the very bottom of the car.
佢第一樣睇到嘅咧，就係佢有邊啲未洗得乾淨嘅地方。
Underneath the door.
啊，佢話：哎，道門底下你都未洗得好乾淨。
There's that spot there. There's that spot there.
啊，嗰度又有一點你未洗得乾淨。
There's also that spot there.
啊，嗰度又有另外一點。
Let me get back to my spot. Needless to say, I felt very discouraged.
咁當然我嘅反應就係非常之灰心啦。
Very deflated.
我真係覺得佢都唔看重我嘅工作。
Very exasperated.
我非常之嬲。
You see, Paul recognizes just how delicate a child's personality is.
保羅亦都明白到一個嘅小孩嘅個性。
And fathers can misuse their position of authority by making unreasonable demands.
很多时候做父亲的就会伤害了仔女，因为为什么呢？他做一些要求一些是非常之不合理，很难达到。
A harshness that provokes anger.
他有时因为太过苛刻的缘故呢，令到个仔呢有些怨恨。
God knows how important fathers are to a child.
神是明白到很多时候做父亲的心情。
And that's why he warned fathers to not exasperate or to embitter their children.
所以他说跟父亲说，他说你要小心，你不要对你的惹你儿子的父的怒，不要太过苛刻。
So first, do not exasperate your children.
你不要令到他们怨恨你。
Second, instead, Paul says, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
第二，你係應該要跟住神嘅吩咐、神嘅教導嚟到養育佢哋。
The verb that Paul uses here to describe bring them up means to feed, to nourish, to cherish, to nurture。
呢度講到養育係咩意思咧？就係我哋要培育佢哋，我哋要愛惜。
We need to deal gently with them because they're fragile and they need the tenderness and the security of love.
因為佢哋其實我哋嘅仔女係好脆弱嘅，所以我哋教導佢嘅時候，我哋一定要處理得好温柔。
The unconditional love that God shows towards us is the kind of love that we are to show to our children.
神俾我哋無條件嘅愛，我哋就要用無條件嘅愛嚟到愛我哋嘅仔女。
Nothing will cause our child's personality to blossom more than the positive encouragement of a loving and nurturing father.
我哋若果真係能夠好正面咁嘅嚟到鼓勵我哋仔女嘅時候，佢哋就真係好似一棵花咁嚟到開得好燦爛。
Now, Paul is not saying here that we should not discipline our children.
这里神不是说我们不要不管教我们的子女。
In fact, we should not neglect our responsibility to discipline our children.
其实我们不可以轻看我们怎样来到管教我们的子女。
To train and to instruct them in the ways of the Lord.
我们要教他，我们要训练他们。
But we should never discipline our children when we're frustrated.
但是我们非常之紧要的就是我们在我们的教养里面，我们不要因为了自己的敏感的时候呢来到教他们。
Or when our pride has been hurt.
或者我们有很多时候我们自己都有我们的受到心灵受到损害的时候才来到教他们。
When we lose our temper because we've had a bad day and we're looking, taking out our stress and our anger out on them.
或者我们不应该在我们发脾气的时候，脾气不好的时候，来教我们的子女。
And for myself as a young father, there would be times when my impatience, my frustration, my stress, and my tiredness, and even my anxiety got the best of me.
很多时候我做爸爸的时候，我都是因为受压力太大，或者我们脾气不好的时候，那时令到我，那时才教我的子女，我就发觉就是很多的不好的地方。
And I would lash out my anger at my son for the apparent wrong that he had done.
有的时候我们就因为我自己脾气不好，因为我自己压力太大的缘故，我就很容易地来到向我们的仔来到发脾气。
And there are times when I was not being fair.
有时我其实都不是很很公平。
Putting my son down.
说我的仔来到讲他怎样不好。
Not admitting my fault in the matter.
我其实很多时候都不是在我的仔面前承认我自己的错处。
Not saying sorry, but expecting him to.
希望个仔同我讲对唔住，但系冇谂到我要亦都要向我个仔讲对唔住。
Someone once said this. They said, when you're disciplining a child, you should first have controlled yourself. What right have you to say he needs discipline when you obviously need it yourself? Self-control Control of our temper is a prerequisite in the control of others.
好多時人哋話我哋當教女仔女滅之前咧，我哋要首先知道自己係咪我自己都應該要受神嘅嚟到嘅鍛鍊，先至能夠將我哋嘅仔女嚟到教養出嚟。
Paul speaks about training and instructing in righteousness.
聖經保羅講到我哋點樣嚟到喺我哋嘅喺佢嘅神嘅公义里边嚟到教养我哋嘅仔女。
It's more than just teaching and learning facts.
呢个唔系净系只系将一啲嘅知识嚟到教佢哋。
It's about the formation of a person.
我哋系将一个人佢整个嘅人嘅形成。
You see, we're always correcting our children, aren't we? We're saying things that.When we're your age, we could do that. And how come you're not doing that?
我哋成日咧都对个仔女咧都纠正我哋嘅仔女，但系其实我哋谂住啊，你个仔应该点样，成日都系纠正佢哋。
But we need to show them, and we need to be an example to them.
其实仲紧要嘅就系我哋要喺佢面前做一个好嘅榜样。
So besides teaching them how to throw a football.
除咗我哋好似我哋教佢打波咁样
，How to fly a kite？
点样或者除咗教佢点样打波，或者点样放风筝
？How to ride a bike？
点样踩单车
？How to fish？
点样钓鱼
？How to drive and change a tire？
教佢点样揸车或者点样换胎
？How to pan fry a steak？
教佢点样煎牛扒
？Totally crucial in my mind。
喺我系好紧要噶煎牛扒。
We need to also be an example them。Be an example to them with our prayer life.
但系同样，我哋亦都系喺面前做一个喺我哋嘅祷告嘅生活上边做一个好嘅榜样。
Having faith and trust in the Lord and not in ourselves or in our accomplishments and achievements.
喺我哋嘅信靠神嘅生命上边做一个好嘅榜样。
And when they're young, you know, to do family devotions with them.
我哋细嘅时候，或者我哋同啲仔女一齐做一个灵修嘅时间。
Allow the word of God to grow and to take root in their hearts.
让到神嘅话语喺佢哋心里边嚟到扎心。
The Lord says in Deuteronomy chapter 6:6-9, these are His words.
喺《申命经》第六章嗰度咁样讲。
These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts.
我哋今日所吩咐你嘅话，你要记喺心上。
Impress them on your children.
你要殷勤嘅教训你嘅儿女。
Talk about them when you sit at home and you walk along the road.
无论你系坐喺屋企里边或者行喺路上边。
When you lie down and when you get up.
或者躺下或者起来。
Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads.
你要谈论呢啲嘢，仲要喺你嘅手上边为记号。戴喺佢哋额上为经文。
Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
又要写喺你房屋嘅门框上，并你嘅城门上。
In other words, talk to them about God in the everyday things of life.
即系喺每一日每一个时刻都有机会嚟到同佢讲到神嘅话语。
Teach them how to behave when you're frustrated at work because of an overly demanding boss or colleague.
当你有挫折嘅时候，点样样教佢哋做人
？Show them how you act towards those who mistreat you, who scheme against you。
如果人哋对你唔好嘅时候，你教佢应该点样嚟到处理
？You know, do these things。
你做呢啲嘢。
Train and instruct your children in the daily things of life。
教导佢哋喺每日嘅生活上边教导佢哋。
As you're coming and going。
你出你入
，Let them see your faith and your relationship with Christ every day, and not just on Sunday.
令让佢睇你嘅行为上边，睇见你喺行为上边点样嚟到倚靠神。
And of course, I say these things to myself as well, not just to you.
当然，我对你所讲嘅说话，同样我系对我自己讲。
Because some of you have really encouraged me in this way, as I spend time getting to know you better, you spend time, and I know, and you teach your children.
我亦都明白到你哋有好多时间都用喺你嘅仔女嘅身上边。
And you know what? They learn, and they want to learn.
你知唔知道你嘅仔女其实都好希望能够喺你嘅身上边学到嘢嘅咧？
They want to obey.
佢好希望嚟到遵循你嘅吩咐。
Give them opportunity to obey.
最紧要嘅就系我哋要俾机会佢哋嚟到遵从我哋。
Make it easy for them to obey.
让佢哋能够容易一啲嘅嚟到跟从我哋。
Don't come down hard on them or exasperate and embitter them.
唔好 对他们太过苛刻，不要惹他们的怒气。
But instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
是靠着神的吩咐来到教育养育他们。
Eugene Peterson in the Message version, the Message translation of the Bible, puts it this way.
在英文另外一个版本 The Message 那里，他将这一节的经文有这样的讲。
He said, "Fathers, don't exasperate your children by coming down hard on them."
他说做父亲的，你不要惹你儿女的父，太过对他们太过苛刻，来到惹他们的怒气。
Take them by the hand and lead them in the way of the Master.
你攜住他们的手，来到跟随我们的主人。
I like how he puts that. Take them by the hand.
就是我们要攜住他们的手。
And lead them in the way of the Master.
带领他们来到跟随我们的主。
Share with them the challenges, the difficulties, the failures that you had in your life.
同他分享到你自己的挑战，你自己的挣扎，你自己的失望。
Times that you've totally messed up and how you found grace and mercy at the foot of the cross.
告诉他你在失望在失败的时候怎样来到神的恩典面前。
How your prayers and your cries were answered by the Lord.
告诉他分享到你在神面前的呼求他怎样来到应允你。
We don't need to be perfect examples.
我们不需要要一个非常之十足十的榜样。
But we need to be real, transparent, and authentic examples.
我们是要真实、有确凿同埋有透明度的一个嘅榜样。
Say you're sorry.
同佢讲你话我对唔住。
If you're wrong, admit you're wrong.
如果你系做错咗嘅，承认。
Ask for the forgiveness.
叫佢哋亦都嚟到体谅，嚟到宽恕你。
I know that's hard for us to do.
我知道依个唔系容易做嘅嘢。
But when the Lord prompts you, ask for their forgiveness.
但是当神向你说话的时候，你就要做这个宽恕的工作。
Encourage them.
鼓励他们。
And be their greatest cheerleader.
成为他们的最好的啦啦队，为他们打气。
My son just graduated a month ago, and he actually had two ceremonies to go to. My son had two ceremonies, graduation ceremonies.
我仔最近去参加了两个的毕业礼。
The first one was at QE Theater.
第一次呢是在女王剧院那里举行的。
And there were like lots of people, like thousands and thousands.
那里有成几千人来参加这个毕业典礼。
And when he crossed the stage, I wanted so much to cheer him on.
咁当佢行上台的时候呢，我真的非常之希想拥抱佢。
But because there's so many people, I chickened out.
但因为太多人了，我就不是很好意思。
But the next day, there was another ceremony.
跟着呢，另外第二天呢，有同样不同的一个典礼。
This time at the Chan Center at UBC. This time at the Chan Center at UBC.
这个呢，就是一个比较小一点的一个剧院，在 Chan Center 那里。
And so, yeah, like Nicholas said, it was smaller and more intimate.
小一点，没那么大的场面。
Yeah, that's what you said, right? Yeah, okay. I understood that. And so this time, I wasn't going to miss the opportunity.
咁今次呢，我哇，今次我唔可以机不可失啦。
So when he walked across the stage,
咁当佢行过嗰个台嘅时候咧
，both my wife and I said, "Hey, Chris!"
我同我太太咧大声地话，哎 ，Chris， 我仔。
I think it was too loud.
可能讲叫得太大声。
I was so fixated in saying that. When I took a video of him, I kept on pressing the on-off button. I thought I was taking a picture, so I totally missed out the video of him crossing the stage.
因为我嗌嘅时咧，我继续想谂住影相，但系咧，因为嗌嘅缘故咧，我就影唔到啦。
But God wants us to be the greatest cheerleader of our kids.
神希望我哋成为我哋儿女嘅最好最大嘅啦啦队。
And so, if children are to obey parents as if they would obey the Lord.
如果我们的子女听从父母好像他听从主的话呢
Then we will need to raise our children as the Lord would raise them.
所以这样的缘故我们就一定要好像跟着主的吩咐来到养育我们的子女。
How would the Lord raise your son?
神怎样叫你来到养育你的子女呢
How would the Lord raise your daughters?
神怎样叫你来到养育你的女儿呢
They're God's gift to us.
让神怜悯我们。
And we only have them for a time.
我们只是在我们生命里面只是一段的时间我们可以养育我们的子女。
And so fathers, lead them and show them the way of the Lord.
做父亲的，我们要带领他们，我们教导他主的吩咐。
A parable is told about three fathers who each felt the soft hand of his child in his own and realized the responsibility of teaching his child about God.
有一个比喻讲到三个不同的父亲，这些父亲都知道应该要好好的来到养大教育他们的子女。
One felt the awesome responsibility that was his, so he taught his child about the power and the might of God.
第一个父亲他觉得啊，神是这么强大。
And so as they walked down the path of life and came to tall trees in the forest,
所以呢，他就要教导他的子女知道神的伟大的强大。所以他来到一棵，在他带领个仔的时候，他来到好像来到一棵一个树林那里。
And so he pointed up to them and said, God made them, and God can cause them to come crashing down anytime he wants.
他就跟我仔讲，他们看这棵树这么高这么大，神是好像这棵树这么伟大的，这么威猛的，就是这棵树呢，神可以叫这棵树呢，跌落来，压到你们的。
And as they walked in the hot sun, he said, this is God's son.
他走在太阳之下的时候，他跟我仔讲，他说，这个太阳是神造的。
He made it, and he can cause it to be so hot and so intense that the plants in the field will wither and die.
因为神是这么伟大的时候，他做这个太阳的威力可以令到所有的花草树木都枯干。
And so again and again, he hammered home the power of God and how the child must be obedient to God.
每次他都跟子女讲到神的强大的力量。
Then one day, they came face to face with God.
咁到有一日，到佢哋嚟到神嘅面前嘅时候，
the child hid behind his father.
呢个仔做仔女嘅就匿埋喺个父亲嘅后边
，afraid to even look.
佢好惊嚟到望呢个神
，refusing to put his hand into the hand of God.
佢唔想俾只手俾神。
The second father,
第二个嘅父亲。
He also realized his responsibility to teach his child about God.
他也知道这个是神给他的责任来教养他的仔。
Hurriedly, he tried to teach all the important lessons he knew.
所以呢，很快的，他尽量呢，用很多的力量呢，来教他的仔女。
And as they looked at the trees,
他看见那些树的时候呢,
they only stopped for a moment to gaze at them.
他就这样，哎，快看，看完就继续走了。
And as they looked at the flowers of the field, they hurried on by.
去到見到啲花草樹木嘅時候咧，佢就好快好快咁就要繼續行啦。
He told stories about God, but they were hurried and they were crammed together.
佢講到好多關於神嘅故事嘅話語，但係咧，行行都係塞曬入去咁嘅。
He filled the child full of facts, but he never taught him how to live or how to love God.
佢俾到個仔女有好多嘅事實，好多嘅數據，但係咧，佢冇教導到神佢嘅仔女點樣嚟到愛，點樣喺活在神嘅裏邊。
Finally, one day at twilight, they came face to face with God.
到最終尾，佢哋面對神嘅時候
，But the child only gave God a casual glance, and then turned and hurried away.
只係隨隨便便咁睇咗眼。
The third father,
第三個嘅父親
，He felt the touch of a tender hand in his, and he adjusted his steps.To the tiny steps of the child.
他知道这个仔女的乱滑的仔女的手，咁咧就能够咧慢慢嘅每一步小步嘅嚟到带领。
They walked along, stopping to look at all of God's great beauty and grandeur.
他喺度睇见神嘅创造嘅时候，佢用时间嚟到欣赏神嘅创造。
They walked in the fields and they picked up the flowers.
喺去到花草見到嘅花草樹木咧，佢摘啲花嚟到睇。
They felt the delicate petals and smelled the fragrance.
佢聞嘅花嘅香，睇下花瓣嘅奇妙。
They watched the bird in flight.
佢睇見雀仔喺天空飛。
Another bird building her nest.
睇見另外一雀仔喺度嚟到捉佢嘅巢。
Laying down her eggs and sitting on them until they hatched.
看見那些雀仔來到孵蛋。
They watched all the beauties of nature while the father told his child stories upon stories about God over and over again.
他用時間很細心地講到神的偉大，神的慈愛。
Finally, one day in twilight,
到最後尾，他們來到神的面前。
They came face to face with
God. 佢面對面對神嘅時候
，and without hesitation，
咁個仔女就完全冇拘束咁。
The child placed his hand trustingly into the hand of the Heavenly Father。
依個仔女就好冇拘束咁嘅將佢嘅手交俾神。
Fathers, do not exasperate your children by coming down hard on them。
做父親嘅，我哋唔好惹我哋子女嘅氣，我哋唔好太過嘅苛刻。
Take them by the hand and lead them in the way of the Master。
拖住佢嘅手嚟到跟隨神。
If I was to summarize our role as fathers into one sentence，
如果我要用一句話嚟到講我哋做父親嘅責任嘅話
，I would say this。
我就會講呢句話。
We take our son, we take our daughter by the hand, and we lead them in the way of the Lord. We lead them to the Lord.
我哋拖住我哋仔女嘅手，带领佢哋嚟到跟随我哋嘅主耶稣。
That's our role as fathers.
呢个就系我哋嘅责任。
Some of us here today, we may have been scarred with father wounds.
有啲或者我哋今日在咗族之中，有我哋亦都带住。我哋做父親嘅一啲嘅傷痕
，wounds that have been inflicted on us by our fathers as we were growing up, and we still carry them to this day。
呢啲傷痕可能係我哋俾爸爸所造成嘅。
We've not dealt with them, we've not gotten rid of them。
係咁多年嚟，我哋都冇好好嘅處理佢。
Others have wounds that we've inflicted on our child。
有啲我哋嘅傷痕係我哋。对我哋嘅仔女造成嘅。
We've caused these wounds on them。
我哋造成我哋仔女嘅伤痕。
But we don't have to hold on to them anymore because the Lord has redeemed them for us。
但我哋唔需要继续咧嚟到孭依个嘅包袱，因为神已经为我哋挽回啦。
We just need to come before Him and to be healed of these wounds。
我哋只系嚟到神面前，让佢嚟到医治我哋呢啲嘅伤痕。
Even in my own relationship with my son，
同样喺我同我仔嘅关系上边
，The Lord is redeeming that through prayer, through confession, and through forgiveness。
神都用祷告、用宽恕嚟到挽回我同我仔嘅关系。
And He has brought about a significant healing between us, between my son and I。
喺神亦都喺我哋嘅同我仔嘅关系上边嚟到医治。
How do I know？
点我点样知道咧
？Well, for one thing。My heart has changed towards him.
第一就係我對我仔嘅睇法已經有改變啦。
I don't get as angry or as frustrated or as impatient with him as before.
我對佢冇成日咁鬧佢，我哋對佢冇咁成日咁敏感啦。
And even if I do yell at him every now and then,
我都久唔久都會大聲話佢嘅。
What's a father without yelling at your kids? 一定要鬧少少嘅咩？
做爸爸梗係要都會有啲鬧嘅。
I'm able to apologize if I'm wrong.
但係鬧完之後，我知道如果係我錯嘅話咧，我會叫佢饒恕我。
Second, I see that Lord redeeming our relationship because He's behaving differently now towards me too.
另一方面，我睇到神點樣挽回我同仔嘅關係咧，就係我睇見神喺佢嘅心裏邊亦都做佢工作。
Instead of being disinterested at my involvement in the church.
以前咧，佢對我喺教會嘅參與咧係冇乜興趣嘅。
He was very supportive of me during the time that we went through the candidacy process of being a senior pastor.
但喺幾個月前，我申請成為我哋依家教會嘅主任牧師嘅時候咧，我睇見我仔都非常之關心依件事。
And we had several discussions about it.
我哋傾過幾次嘅偈。
He even took fashion advice from me when buying shoes recently.
佢有次買鞋咧，反而問我嘅意見啦。
And he named me as his beneficiary because I make less money than his mom.
同埋咧，佢我發覺咧，原來喺佢個嗰個平安書嗰度咧，寫咗我係佢嘅受益人。
Which really touched me.
非常感動。
Because it showed me that he actually thought about my well-being.
因為我知道咁樣係佢諗到我對我嘅諗到我嘅福利。
To the surprise and displeasure of Deb.
當然我太太咧覺得好驚奇啊
！She felt left out。
佢覺得咧啊，點解唔叫我做受益人咧
？Well, someone has to be a beneficiary. And also, we've been going to see movies together a lot more often, even without my wife.
很多時候呢，我有機會呢，同佢睇多啲戲啊。
And sometimes when we text and we say to him that we miss him and love him, he would text back and say he loves us too.
很多時候我都短信佢話啊，仔啊，我好關心你啊，好愛你啊。咁佢咧又回翻我嘅短信啊。
That's never happened before.
我以前都冇啲咁嘅嘢噶。
At other times, he would ask me if I need anything at the grocery store because he was going shopping anyways.
有次咧，佢去買餸嘅時候咧，佢又短信我啦。
I'll probably never erase these text messages ever.
短信我，佢話你有冇嘢要買啊？咁呢啲短信咧，我諗咧，我唔會刪除嘅，一世都唔會刪除嘅。
You see, we've all made mistakes in the past.
我哋每個做父母嘅都有我哋做錯嘅地方。
And we've said and done things we wish we could change, we wish we could take back.
有時我哋做咗啲嘢，我哋非常嘅後悔。
But don't let that stop us from starting over again.
但係唔好因為咁嘅緣故，令到我哋唔再一次重新嘅嚟過。
The Christian faith, the Christian life is a life of grace, is a life of mercy, is a life of compassion and love and forgiveness like that of our Lord.
其實我哋做基督徒，我哋嘅生命就係滿有愛心、滿有慈愛、滿有恩典、滿有寬恕、滿有同情心嘅。
And it's never too late to be a blessing to our children, to be a blessing to our family.
祝福我哋嘅仔女係永遠都唔會遲嘅。
Bless them each day with your words.
每一日我哋都要为我哋嘅祝福我哋嘅仔女。
Bless them each day with being a loving and nurturing father.
我哋要祝福佢，我哋成为一个有爱心嘅父亲。
And so, as we sing our closing song, just a moment.
所以我哋当我哋做结束嘅时候，我哋唱最后一首诗嘅时候。
Even as we're standing and singing in song.
当我哋企喺度唱呢首诗嘅时候。
I'd like to invite you at that time to ask the Lord to heal you of the father wounds.
你唱呢首诗嘅时候，我愿意神系藉住诗歌嚟到医治你嘅伤痕。
To heal you of the father wounds that's been a part of your life all this time.
你做父亲可能有好多嘅伤痕。但求神用这首诗歌来到医治你。
You may be holding on to them and not letting them go.
有时你只是拿着自己不肯放开。
He wounded you deeply.
他令到你受伤。
You still feel the effects of that pain.
这个的伤痕或者对你仍然是非常的痛苦。
Or it could be that you sense the Lord is asking you to come and ask forgiveness for the father wounds that you've inflicted upon your children.
或者神对你话，你或者要喺你自己造成嘅伤痕里边，向你嘅仔女嚟到求宽恕。
Or that even your children have inflicted upon you.
或者你嘅仔女对你有做咗唔好嘅嘢。
Both father wounds and son wounds.
做爸爸嘅伤痕，做仔女嘅伤痕。
And so come to the Lord.
来到神的面前。
That he may take these away from you and heal you.
叫神将这些的伤痕拿去来到医治你。
And redeem the broken pieces.
挽回你所的破碎 的片。
Redeem the scattered pieces.
来到挽回一些散落的碎片。
Redeem the broken relationships in your life.
挽回你所受伤害、受创伤的关系。